inch by inch, row by row.
More fruit is ripening in Southeast Alaska this week, and plus an update on return of a pest, a garden pest. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
Well, first of all, let's start with that pest. What's coming back this summer?
Well, we saw last year they were mostly cute, the woolly bear caterpillars, which turn into a moth with rather colorful, kind of orangey underwings. And I've seen some of the moths around too, which obviously means that they're out there laying their eggs on our trees and shrubs and eating. And with all those caterpillars, that's a lot of eating.
What do they like to eat?
Well, I've been finding them on my first really noticed them on my raspberries, and then on the apple trees as I've been picking off some of the ugly apples and doing some thinning. And that's not so acceptable anymore. So I've been where I found lots of them also, which I guess doesn't matter, but also means they're going to move probably, or perhaps they do like the alders. And of course, we've got lots of alders around here. And if you look at the alders, you can see how kind of shredded the leaves are. That especially the they go for the younger ones. So I have been doing some organic pest control, which is to say squishing them. But along with that comes a caution that, the kids kind of like to pick them up and play with them and all. Well, I've talked to some folks who have had, their children have had, fairly strong allergic reactions on the skin because of those hairs, which are protective. And so maybe don't play with your woolly bears is the bottom line here.
And for somebody who might not know or might not recognize them, they're the orange, white, and black caterpillars with the little white hairs.
They are, and they're hairy, very fuzzy. So, I mean, they are very interesting to watch. You know, you watch them crawling across the ground, the driveway, or wherever as they move, looking for a place. And then last fall, we found their cocoons, which are kind of made up of their hairs on the outside, that were everywhere, underneath boards and underneath plastic and tucked into, I had them in buckets and you name it, found them everywhere. And I'm still finding the remains of those cocoons. Luckily, some of them didn't survive the winter. Otherwise, we would have really been overrun with them.
Okay, so maybe with that caution in mind, maybe just kind of do a variation of my favorite slug eradication method between two rocks, right?
Sure, that works too, but then you've got to get them between the rocks. So yeah, whatever it takes to take them out of the gene pool is fine. I don't think we're going to make much of a dent in the population, considering.
Okay, and what are some of the fruit that is ripening around the capital city area this week?
Well, first, the gooseberries, they're pretty much prime at this point. I've got some red-colored gooseberries, and they are falling off in our hands. And those are really good. Those are tasty. You can eat them straight off the bush, make them into pies and sauce and jam or jelly. So this is kind of perfect time for those. Ongoing is the raspberries, which, of course, are, rotting pretty fast. But we do have a good weekend ahead of us, so hopefully we're going to kind of finish the raspberries this weekend. But then the apples and kiwis. So early apples, like yellow transparent, is just about at the perfect stage for making pies. They're still firm on the green side, which is what we want, still somewhat tart, and you can taste them. Go ahead and pick and taste your apples. They should go from, and where some of the later varieties are still kind of taste starchy to almost astringent, where these earlier apples are ready. And the nice thing about yellow transparents, if you're making pies at least, that their skins are so tender, you don't have to peel them. My wife is the pie crust maker, and then I put it all together and just slice the chunks of apples, add cinnamon and sugar to your taste. And a little nutmeg is always good, too, to make the pies. And we freeze a lot of them as raw prepared pies in sealer bags.
Okay, and any gardening events coming up this weekend?
No gardening events that I know of, but the other thing that is coming are our kiwis. So our hardy kiwis are also getting close, probably 2 weeks or so. And those, I've been out there feeling those, feeling them to see. And once they start to soften a bit, then they need to be picked because they will fall off. And then the slugs and the birds get them on the ground. So, again, if for those people who are lucky enough to have hardy kiwis on their fences or growing up their alder trees or whatever, they are coming soon, and they, too, make really good pies.
Okay. Ed Byarsky, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarsky, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature during the summer here on KTOO Juneau.